Welcome to all. Today we're learning Masachas Melachim Perches Mishnah Yud Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esbas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Defined Receiving Kol Gun Bikaruf Mamesh. And we continue discussing cases of blood getting mixed up with each other and what to do about it. The Mishnah tells us Hanitonim Matona Achas Shnisarv Minitonim Matona Achas. We have blood that only needs one blood application that got mixed up with a blood from a different carbon that also only needs one blood application. So you know, some Matona Achas, that's great. Just sprinkle it one Matona, one application on the Mizbeach, no problem. Also Matan Arba Matan Arba. We have blood from one carbon that needs four blood applications to the four sides that got mixed up with other blood from a different carbon that also needs four blood applications on Mizbeach, you know, Sumatan Arba. Also, no problem, do the same thing. Four blood applications and everything's taken care of. Now, what about Matan Arba, Matona Achas? We have blood from one carbon that needs four blood applications, another one that only needs one blood application. So you have Machalikas or Blazer, and Blazer says, you know, Sumatan Arba, do four blood applications. So Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, Sumatan Achas, do only one application. So Armel Blazer, Blazer told Rabbi Shua, Varehu Ivra Baltigra, he's being Ivra Baltigra, which is don't subtract, don't take away, don't do anything less than what you're supposed to do. And some of the blood here needs four matanas, so you can't just do one matana. So Rabbi Shua should respond to him, Varehu Ivra Baltaisev. According to you, he's being Ivra Baltaisev. Don't add, don't do something more than you're supposed to. And the blood that only requires one matana, according to you, is getting four matanas, which is too many. So Rabbi Blazer told him, Loi Nemer Baltaisev, Elek Shuba Atzmai. The Isra Baltaisev of adding on is only when it's by itself. When we have blood that needs matana achas by itself, and you're going to do four matanas, that's a serbal toisef. But here it's mixed in with other blood that needs four matanais, so there's no problem. So Amalei Bishir, she responds to him, I say the same exact thing. Loinemer Baltigra, Elekshuba Atzmai. Baltigra, don't do less. That's also said only when it's by itself. Now, V'oidam Rabbi Shua continues giving another raya for why he's right that you should only do one matana and not four. Because Kshinasata, when you do four matanais, Avartal Baltoisef, V'asisa Masa Biadecha, you are Avartal Baltoisef, and you did an action with your hand. Or Shaloinasata, if you simply don't do four matanais, avrata batigra, maybe roivam batigra, but v'loya sisa masa biyadecha, you didn't do a maisa with your hands. Another way of saying this is shev al taisa adif. It's better to sit and don't do something as opposed to be over on a koma say, get up and do something. And according to Rabbi Elazar, that we should actively do four matanais, well now you're doing a real action with your hand adding on and doing too many matanais to the one that only needs matana achas. Whereas my suggestion, says Rabbi Shua, is to simply be a shev al taisa. Sit and don't do an action of four matanos, only do the action of one matana, so at least you're not actively being over an iser of Baal Taisef. On to Mishnah Aleph with another case. Hanitana bifnim shenis arvim minatana bechutz, some blood that's supposed to be applied bifnim, which is inside the heichal. That got mixed with the blood of karbonos that's supposed to be done outside on the mizbeach chitzon in the outer mizbeach, which is the vast majority of karbonos. What do we do? Yishafchul ama, it has to be poured out into the ama because there's nothing we could do about it. However, let's say nasam bechutz v'chazav nasam bifnim. He took this blood, sprinkled the bechutz on the outside mizbeach, and then he went into the heichal and sprinkled it there. So kasher, it's kasher b'diavad. However, bifnim v'chazav nasam bechutz. Let's say he did the other way around. He first took this blood, went into the heichal, sprinkled it there, then came back out and sprinkled it onto the mizbeach hachitzon. Rabbi Kiva says possible, because that means that he took blood that was only supposed to be sprinkled on the outer mizbeach and not brought into the heichal, and he brought it into the heichal before he did the sprinkling on the outside mizbeach. So therefore, it's possible. Whereas the Chacham Machshirim and the Chacham say it's still kosher. Now, what's the reason they're machlokes? Rabbi Kiva says, "Kol dam shenichsu l'chaver beheichal, any blood which is supposed to stay in the azara and it was brought to be mechaper, was brought to be sprinkled inside." The heichal puzzle, it's puzzle automatically because it was brought there. Was Rachamar and Rachamar say chatas bovad that only applies to carbon chatas but not to other carbonos. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says af asham, it even applies to an asham. Shenemar it says kachatas ka asham. So we see chatas and asham are compared. But either which way, the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rachamim is that if we have blood that's supposed to be applied to the outside mizbeach, which again is the majority of carbonos, if that blood was brought inside the heichal before it was sprinkled on the outside mizbeach, does that puzzle the blood or not? According to Rabbi Kiva, it does. According to Rachamim, but the eved, it's kosher. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Yud Beis and on to Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.